How do you know who counts as a hero? If I go to the store and buy me a uniform, that makes me a hero, right? Because all you need to be a hero is to have the uniform, right? You put on the uniform, and especially if it has a cape. Any of y'all have a cape today? We had one person with a cape at the first service. She wouldn't tell me what her superpower was. And that's one of the other things that helps us know what a hero is by their superpowers. They're really, really fast or really, really strong, or they're invulnerable to all kinds of dangers. And they can fly. I don't see anybody flying today. I guess we don't have that power here today. But that's how you know a hero, right? Is all these super things. At least that's what I learned when I was a kid, is that's how you know what a hero is. But maybe we should try some other ideas. How about this one? How about a hero is one who chooses to do what he or she doesn't want to do so that it can benefit other people? Because sometimes people are in a profession and it's the way they make a living. And sometimes they're able to set aside that profession for a matter of time because, well, I have this need and I need to go do this and my family needs this, but the heroes are the ones who are able to set aside what they want to do for the sake of the needs of others. We know that those of you who are fight fires, those of you who are EMTs, those of you who are in law enforcement, you have to do that all the time. What about the rest of us? Is that something that we ever do? Well, there's one particular role that I see represented here that does do that. That your role is often defined by choosing to do what you don't want to do for the good of somebody else. That's parents. Are there any parents here today? Have you as a parent ever chosen to do something that you don't want to do for the sake of somebody who needs it? I mean, just think of when the kids cry in the middle of the night. I told you to wait till morning, kid. And how many people like changing diapers? Ooh, wow, I get to choose a diaper. No. Parents choose that because they know it's good for their kids. Or how about this aspect of being a hero? A hero is one who keeps going when they have every reason to stop. Maybe the fire is getting too hot. Maybe it's getting too close. Maybe you respond to a wreck and it's somebody you know. Or maybe the people you need to enforce the law on don't want it enforced on them. You say, well, I'll just go home. The fire's too hot. I'll just let it burn. The criminals, they don't want to get caught. I'll just let them go do it wherever they want to do it. But the heroes are people who will keep on going when they have every reason to stop, to quit. But again, that's an aspect that can apply to others of us also. When I think of that aspect of heroism, I think of people like Wade. Every time I visit Wade, Wade says, "My faith is strong and I'm holding on." Even when he has reason not to. I think of people like Pat Oldham. Pat's not only gone through 3 bouts of cancer, is that right? And other health problems, but she's also lost several children along the way. People in our congregation, you have had reasons to quit, reasons to stop, reasons to give up, and you haven't. You've kept holding on. That's the mark of a hero to me. Another mark is those who are bold and courageous, even in the face of fear and danger. We sometimes think heroes are those who are never, ever afraid of anything. Those who are utterly fearless, and we know we can't ever be heroes because we're afraid sometimes. If not for ourselves, for other people. And we know that, no, I couldn't be a hero. But again, heroes are those who face up to their fears, who recognized not that danger is an illusion, but that it's real. But that what they need to do anyway. We recognize that here in the story of Joshua. Joshua had some strong reasons not to go on. I mean, the first one we give here is Moses is dead. Moses had been the one who had been defining the life of Israel for decades. He was the one who had led them out of slavery in Egypt. He was the one who led them at every turn and got them up to the very border of the promised land. And now Moses was dead. What's Joshua supposed to do? How can he carry on? Joshua also knew that his people, the Israelites, were difficult. At a drop of a hat, they'd start whining and fussing. We want to go home, Joshua. We want to go back to Egypt and be comfortable slaves again. They're stiff-necked, rebellious people. Another reason for Joshua to give up. Joshua also recognized that the job that God was calling him to was bigger than he could do. Bigger than his lifetime. It was more than just march up to Jericho, walk around it a few times, walls fall down, yay, we win. It's more than going on to Ai, defeating Ai, yay, we win. More than going to this village and this village. It took years. Wasn't finished until after Joshua and his generation were gone. Joshua had many reasons to give up, to quit. But Joshua had been prepared. He'd been chosen by Moses, and as he experienced working with Moses and working alongside him, he hadn't given up. He didn't say, "What? This is what you have to do when you listen to God? I don't want anything to do with it. Why don't you go choose Caleb? Caleb will do much better than I can, Moses." But Joshua stuck with it. Joshua learned to listen to God. Another thing I see here is that Joshua's apparent job wasn't the whole story. When I was a kid, one of the things we used to play was cops and robbers. I don't know how you played it, but when I played cops and robbers, you know what the main thing we did was? We shot the bad guys. And that's exactly what police do all the time, right? Meanwhile, I'm sure Richard comes home and he asks him, "How many people you shoot today, husband?" "Well, 40 or 50, because I'm the cop." It doesn't work that way. And firefighters, my guess is you're extremely happy if your life as a firefighter is entirely boring. The more boring, the better. Or EMT, wouldn't it be great if your whole week consisted of some kid coming to you, "I fell down and skinned my knee. Can I have a Band-Aid?" Man, wouldn't that be nice? Nothing life-threatening. But Joshua's job here looked on the surface like he's a warrior. But Joshua's real job was relying on God. Oh, it took him into being a warrior sometimes. Took him into some tight places. But Joshua's job was relying on God. That's our main job too. Our main job is sticking with God. And we see God telling him here, meditate. Meditate on the Word day and night. Not just Sunday morning, not just Wednesday night, not just when you're in a formal gathering. Meditate on it. But also, he says, hang on to the promises. I've told you I'm going to take care of you. I've told you I'm going to be with you. Hang on to it. He says, don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. Focus. Stay on track, Joshua. And then there's this phrase that's repeated over and over again there. Did anybody catch that phrase that God says over and over again to Joshua? Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. And then be strong and very courageous. How do you get to be strong? Wouldn't it be nice if the way to strength was living a life of ease? Just kick back, enjoy, have a good time all the time, but because you're kicking back, having a good time all the time, you just get stronger and stronger and stronger. It doesn't work that way. The way to strength is by facing resistance. The way to strength is facing hardship, trials, testing. That's the only way to get stronger. Doesn't matter whether you're training to fight fires, training to help people in accidents, training to enforce the law. You get stronger by facing resistance. That's the same way it is for followers of Jesus. We get stronger as we face resistance, as we work our way through trials. And then boldness, that courage, that comes from knowing who we are and where we stand. Joshua learned that he stood in the middle of God's activity. We become strong, we become bold and courageous when we know who we are in Christ. When we know that our identity is not based on the uniform we put on, it's not based on our profession, it's not based on our ancestry, it's not based on what school we've gone to, what team we cheer for, but that our identity is found in Christ. Jesus, who loved us and gave himself for us. Joshua knew his role in that story. And he knew... Do y'all remember what book it was that Jan read from here? What the name of that book was? Joshua. Is Joshua the main character? No, it's God. Joshua knew that the main character in his own life was not him, but God. We become strong. We become get those resources to be courageous when we learn to see God as the main character, even in our own lives. When we know who we are and who we are in Christ, then we can be bold, we can be courageous, we can be strong. And our lives can make a difference in the lives of the people around us. Today, if you're going to be a hero, and not just a hero because of your profession or the activities you involve in, that's available to you today, but it's not like a switch. You know how you go into a room and it's dark and you have this little switch in the wall flip? No light goes to light. Have y'all seen that before? Any of y'all have that technology in your house? Okay, I'm sure you've seen it somewhere. You flip the switch. Off, no light. On, there's light. You don't become a hero that way. It's not, oh, well, I've not never been a hero, but I want to be a hero now, so I'm just going to flip a switch. Flip, hey, I'm a hero now. It's not instantaneous. It's not something we can just switch on. It comes by putting ourselves in God's hands. It comes by trusting Him. It comes by being willing to go wherever He takes us, even when the way is hard, even when the way is dark, even when it's scary, even when we have no idea where we're going. The good news for us today is that that comes to us not just as information, but Jesus went that way first. Jesus, God incarnate, came to live among us, lived a life full of testing, full of trials, full of temptations. And He overcame them by trusting the Father. We too can trust the Father. We too, because Jesus has gone through it before us, can look to Him for help. So today, do you want to be a hero? Not just a hero in terms of your profession, not just in terms of what the community sees you doing, but do you want to be a hero? Do you want to be strong and courageous? You can grab a hold of Jesus, that Jesus who says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Let's pray.